Well, we know that he was in communication with a young girl in Germany, and that during that conversation, he was upset about his grandmother, dealing with his phone bill in some way and potentially canceling his phone, and that was enough to put this person to shooting his grandmother. Now, that in of itself is, I don't care who you are, because someone's canceling your phone bill, there has to be a lot of baggage well before that to bring you to the point where you're using that extreme force to take that action against your own grandmother, right? So there has to be a lot of issues before that. I would bet that there is going to be a review of the social media and just computer research that the person, what websites they were going to. You don't just come up with going to a elementary school and using an AR-15 to kill children. I mean, that's not something that just pops into your head and you go do it. There has to be some premeditated or review of prior incidents, which if you look at the shooting in Buffalo, that's exactly the scenario, was using events that had taken place in the past and building to the point where they use that to conduct their own attack on the Tops market in Buffalo. So I think you're going to find that there is much of the same type of online research background to find a target. And it's any way you slice okay. It is extremely sad.
So what message does the public get from this, or should what message would you like the public to take from this when it comes to public safety and school safety, protecting children, protecting anybody from an active shooter situation?
Well, from the reporting, it appears that there was training that was done. There was hundreds of thousands of dollars put into the school system there for prevention of some type, right? I think if you look at fire prevention in building of schools, we spend millions and millions of dollars locally on local schools to build them so that there is an alarm system, there's a sprinkler system. There, we do training of how children get out of the schools, where you meet up afterwards. All of this stuff has been ingrained in us since we were small children, because we did the same thing. I can't remember the last time we had an incident where a large group of children died in a fire, right? The prevention is there. It's set. We need to really take, it's amazing to me that these things can continue to take place. There are things that there are professionals that build security for events that maybe the school systems should be brought into that mix even more than they already are, because I don't think we should put our children in schools that are prisons. Right. We need to do a lot more in the prevention phase, whether that is working with community mental health. And it's not all mental health. There's, the whole, firearms. How does an 18-year-old kid go out and buy two AR-15s legally? Well, it's legal at this point. And, that's a debate that should take place. Right. How do we make this so that people that are going to do bad things have a more difficult time to get there? There's more red flags. This is as contentious a topic that you can have in the United States, the Second Amendment. And if you work into what the rhetoric in the United States overall, in the polarization of the U.S. population, the Second Amendment and gun control, along with abortion and pro-life and the opposite side, right to life, all these things, they're coming together in our current political discourse, and it is not going well. Right. People have already gone to their corners for so many other topics. And we're seeing them go to their corner for these topics also, which, amazing when we have wonderful children killed in a school that people go to their political corners. Why don't we come to the middle and try and figure this out as a unit, a one body? But we don't see that happening, unfortunately, because when you and I have talked about the polarization in the United States on different conversations, this really is part of the same thing. What leads people to go to that extreme? I can tell you that, when I first started in law enforcement, this didn't happen. It just did not happen. And there was a breaking point. It wasn't just Columbine. It just began a flow of things. Sadly, I think the internet is a wonderful tool for good, and it is also a implement of evil in some ways, right? I mean, people can go to things that are just straight up evil. If the reporting from Buffalo is correct, that there were people that knew about this beforehand, and on Discord, a really extreme chat area, that's disturbing in and of itself. It's just these are difficult times, and I honestly don't think that we've hit rock bottom yet.
JJ Green, WTOP News.